Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria. In episode 220, we are talking about energetic patterns, how to determine and know what your energetic patterns are, and why it's important to know them as you move into your life and in your business. If you're listening to this, that means you are interested in learning about energetic patterns, how it affects your life, and what to do, what not to do. So in order for you to really understand energetic patterns, I think the question becomes, how do I determine what are my energetic patterns, right? How do we figure that out? Because it's different for each person. It's different from, you know, each soul and each history of the soul and each baggage. There's an emotional baggage, an energetic baggage that is carried on as your soul journeys through the different vessels. And vessels are the bodies that we are in to live on this earth plane. Okay, so what are the five ways to determine your energetic patterns? Well, I'm gonna list them off to you guys, and I hope this helps you determine what those energetic patterns are for you and how to move forward and how to become a more well-aware individual as we are, you know, trying to achieve our goals or trying to accomplish successful relationships or even trying to land a relationship. Knowing your energetic patterns is going to be key. Okay, so let's dive in. What are the five ways to determine your energetic patterns? Well, number one is a big one, self-reflection and awareness. Developing your self-reflection or your self-awareness through the act of reflection, okay? For me, you know, a great way for me to really give you guys an example in my own life is through my journaling. Like, I've always journaled, I've always been a journaler. I've always had to write everything down, all my thoughts, every single thing. I would write it down. And then as I express it, I'm able to kind of learn from it. So it could look in different ways. Like, self-reflection could be reading a book. Self-reflection could be painting, you know. Self-reflection could be writing a song, writing a poem, and it's a healing process. Okay, so it's different for each person. You have to kind of play with the, you actually really don't have to play with the different ways to self-reflect. I think we're all kind of drawn to our natural way to reflect. Like, even for me, I started journaling when I was like in fifth or sixth grade. Like, I had a journal and I wrote about my day, about my week, about whatever was happening. I wrote about it. And I was just drawn to it. You know, at the time I didn't know it was like going to be this healing process for me or a thing that was going to make me a better person. I did know that it made me feel better though. It made me feel good in the thick of like whatever is happening. So whatever you're drawn to do that makes you feel good, that doesn't impede your health, right? That doesn't harm other people, that doesn't blur your reality, then go for it. Your natural tendency to create that self-reflection and awareness, you already probably know it. So I recommend and I suggest to run with that. That's number one. Number two is to pay attention to what the universe sends you. Okay, So what does that mean? The universe is constantly talking to you, you know, either through a intuition ping, right? Like you're intuitively being pinged in your heart, in your mind, that you need to call someone. You're intuitively being nudged to go to the store, or, you know, maybe volunteer at a place, or maybe start a podcast. Like, it could be all sorts of things. Like, maybe you're being called to write a book, maybe you're being called to be a coach, maybe you're being called to maybe make amends with someone you haven't talked to. Another way that I think is really interesting to know about, to be aware of what the universe is telling you, is through your dreams. So I believe whatever you dream, there's a meaning to it. Now, there's another thing that I thought of recently, is that could dreams also be a, this is going to sound wild, but y'all are listening to this, and you know, we talk wild stuff, spiritual stuff, right? Are dreams a potential of being or giving you a glimpse of a multiverse of what's happening in another dimension with your life, with who you are in that dimension? I don't know. I just thought about that. It's kind of strange. I always think if you think about it, there's a potential that it is true. So it's really strange. It's really weird that I thought about that. I think there's a potential of it being true. And if it is, what does that mean? Right? And let's say, and we can talk a little bit more about this on another episode, but let's say you have a shitty ass life in this dimension, right? Like, life is hard for you. Things just don't work out, it seems like. Relationships are failing. You know, you are not happy with yourself. You don't feel physically good about yourself. You don't make the money you want to make. Romance is like in shambles for you. Maybe parenting really is hard and your kid just hates you. Not really, but like it's difficult, right? And it's just a difficult life. Let's just say, like, you've just had every chapter in this life has been difficult. And let's just imagine another dimension is out there. And there's multiple, let's just say there's a million dimensions out there where you are in your life, your who you are is there. And you have a dimension where you are super successful, right? Everything is like fucking crazy good. Like, you make like your dream money. You make your dream relationships happen. You, for some reason, in that dimension, everything works for you at like times 10. And I want you to imagine that happening in that dimension. And I want to know what that looks like. Can your mind imagine what that looks like? Can your mind imagine how you feel in that dimension? Can your mind imagine how you physically look like, how you speak, who you are, what you talk about? How do you command a room? What is your education level? What is your career level? What is your success level? What is your financial status? What are the things you own, and what's the home you live in and the car you drive? Who are the people you're around? And the reason why I bring this up to you is because I want you to think about, now I'm getting into another, like, now it seems like I'm starting a whole new episode. I promise I'm going to reel this back in. But I want you to think about, what if you were to access that energy into this life now? What do you think could change, right? What do you think could happen if you started talking and walking and behaving like that successful person in that other dimension? Just a food for thought, because, you know, it really does create a different vibration when you imagine just being successful, like just really having it and just really commanding it and believing that it will happen for you. It really does create a different energy. It creates a different way you show up in people's lives. It just creates a different way of, you know, how you answer your phone, how you, let's just say you do a live on Instagram, how you do a live. You show up differently. You write your emails differently. You look at life differently. You parent differently. You romance differently, right? So I want you guys to think about it that way, because that does change the vibration. Okay, so that's number two, guys, is to listen to the universe and see, hear, feel what it's telling you to do, what it's nudging you to do. Number three, another way to determine your energetic pattern is through meditation and mindfulness. So meditation, guys, can look all sorts of ways. It doesn't have to be like you are completely silent, like in on a mountaintop, like a Buddha. It's not how meditation doesn't work that way. Meditation is really when you can take your mind to the theta state. And that is a state where you're kind of like in a trance, but you're aware and awake. You can be in that trance being awake. You know, I'm sure everyone here, if you haven't heard, I'll tell you real quick, heard of walking meditation, where you're literally in life, moving in life, meditating, right? And I speak about this when you're my client. I teach you how to do these statements called, what would it take, right? So what would it take for me to receive $10,000 this month? And all day this day, I'm going to be taking a shit thinking, what would it take for me to have $10,000 in my bank account, right? All day. I go pick up the kids. What would it take for me to have 10K in my bank account? What would it take for me washing the dishes? And I'm constantly telling my mind this. What would it take? What would it take? What would it take? So what would it take to fill in the blank? And that is a walking meditation practice that I encourage a lot of people to do if you're looking to manifest something big, something you've never done before. All day, repeat that statement all day, from morning to night. Do it all the way up until you start seeing results or evidence that it's on its way to you and it works, okay? That's one way to meditate. You could do just the quiet meditation, calling light in, right? And I do the light practice on how to meditate, allowing all of healing light power to just transcend all of your chakras, awakening and healing and unclogging anything that is blocked. And then just releasing out that loving energy and expanding it to the world. That's another way to meditate. And I actually like meditating that way because I am more connected to the world, the planet, people that way. I do a send love out meditation, right? I intentionally fill my heart with love. Like fill it with love, right? Like imagine like the purest form of love from source God energy, filling my heart with love, and then expanding that energy out slowly. It's going out, you know, intentionally into the world. And it does make me feel full, expanded, and bigger than my problems. So that's the benefit of also meditating, is that you feel a little bit more in control when you are in that state. Now, the reason why that is connected to determining your energetic patterns is that you can kind of see the pattern at a distance, it makes it easier for you to observe it versus be in like an emotional wreck because of it, right? That's the difference when you are meditative and mindful, that you can actually see things with a more solution-oriented lens versus a woe is me lens, you see. All right, number four, guys, is energy mapping. Energy mapping is like, for example, when you get into your meditative state, just like how I shared with you on connecting to the light and filling your body up with light, energy mapping is like using your awareness to determine what part of your body has really heavy and dark energy, Okay. And you'll usually know where your energy, that energy, that lower vibrational energy sits. Usually it's like on your shoulders, behind your back, maybe even right behind your heart. Okay. And you know, 'cause it feels heavy, it doesn't feel good, and it's not natural. It is clumped up energetic vibration that can be absolutely healed if you're aware that it's there and if you know how to do it. So when you do that energetic mapping, you can kind of almost talk to it, that dense energy, that heavy vibrational energy. You can kind of talk to it in a way where you're not actually speaking to it while you can, but it's really more saying, "Hey, I acknowledge that you're there, and I'm going to heal you, and I am going to ask Source God energy to take you, to remove you from my body," right? And then you can even ask it, "Where are you from? How did you get to where you're at? What is the source of this?" And interestingly, your mind, your soul will tell you where it's from because of this awareness practice. Okay, if this sounds crazy to you guys, please email me info@talkswithmaria.com. I would love to help you with this. Last one, guys, is I just bit my cheek. I'm so mad. That hurt. Okay. So mad I did that. Why did my mouth do that? Why did my mouth do that? To me, that's always a sign. Like if you do something, like you stub your toe, it's because you're moving too fast. And I am trying to speed through this. Maybe that's why, because I'm trying to talk too fast and get through these points. All right. I digress. Back to the point here. Number five, guys, is talk to a professional, someone that knows what they're doing, someone that does this and is aware of what the heck they're doing and how to support you, like me. Okay. And I want you guys to just be open. If you feel weird about it, no biggie. Eventually, if you continue to listen to my episodes, you're gonna probably reach out to me because I'm pretty cool and I think I'm pretty relatable and I'm not super snooty or anything. So I think that, seeking help is a big step forward, and then also it's a sign to the universe that you're serious about getting support, getting help, fixing it, understanding yourself better and really achieving the life that you really want, achieving the business you really want, And I think also knowing your energetic patterns when you are in business is really important because once you know what your energetic patterns are, you are then able to kind of respond to things that happen in a more pragmatical way versus an emotional way. Okay. So I think if you don't know yourself, if you don't know your energetic pattern, it's a problem. Hello. Today we are talking about the energetic pattern that is connected to. Actually, you know what? Before I go into it, let me talk to you guys about energetic patterns. Okay. So there are many energetic patterns out there. I've experienced a handful from my clients that I've worked with. I know my own energetic patterns. I know friends and family's energetic patterns. And one of the things about being able to identify, actually, no, one of the things about energetic patterns is that if you don't know how to navigate life with the patterns you currently are inherently with, because that's the thing about energetic patterns, we kind of bring them into our current life from our past life. If you guys don't believe in reincarnation, guys, then I don't know what to tell you because that is a lot of this has to do with like past life stuff, beyond just our parents gave this energetic pattern. It's beyond that. It is literally like hundreds and hundreds of lifetimes that you have lived, and that's why your soul carries this energetic pattern with you every time you get into a new body. So mine, guys, and it's a very common one, is the pattern of abandonment. And, you know, I think a lot of people feel this and can relate to me when I say, you know, being left. You know, one of the things about even being in a relationship is that we are all afraid of being left behind, broken up with, you know, cheated on, abandoned in a sense, you know. And I can recall a lot of memories in my childhood where I have felt abandoned and have experienced abandonment. But not only, you know, I am a very spiritual person, and I know that abandonment didn't just come from my childhood. It has come from the hundreds of lives that my soul has lived before this. And I believe that, and I feel that it is why it's so ingrained in me when I feel my feelings around being, you know, abandoned in a sense. So today, though, that's a little bit of history on what energetic patterns are and why we have them. We have them because we've lived many lives. Our souls have lived many lives. And our soul carries with it history in its own way. It carries feelings. It carries emotions. And if we don't know how to navigate our life with these energetic patterns we have, we kind of just continue to reincarnate into another life dealing with the same shit. That's pretty much what happens. You know, we can go 50, 60, 70, 80 years of our lives still kind of dealing with the same energetic pattern of abandonment. And really, abandonment is like what happens with people who deal with energetic pattern around abandonment is that there's two things that happen. One, a person is afraid of opening their hearts fully, so they keep themselves guarded and don't really allow themselves to love. You know, they don't really allow themselves to be vulnerable with people because they've experienced people leaving them, therefore they just kind of automatically protect themselves, even if they're not going to be left or they're not going to be in harm's way. That's one scenario. Another scenario is that there are people who have experienced abandonment, but they are extremely clingy. You know, like they meet someone who's super generous, super sweet, super amazing, super nice. And that person clings to that person like glue, because out of wanting that security, that's how they fulfill that abandonment feeling. So those are two ways that abandonment can show up in our relationships. For me, I am very much the one who is guarded, you know, like, who are you? What do you want? You know, like, are you a fucker, or are you gonna be cool? Even if you're cool, like, you're still a fucker in there, you know. You know, a lot of my friends, even in the past, have attested to how prideful I am and how much I am so willing to just say goodbye to relationships, because that is what my soul has been used to, that abandonment, you know. And I'm sharing this with you because I want you guys to think about, like, what is your energetic pattern? If you don't know what that is, if you don't know what your energetic pattern is, I really encourage you to email me, info@talkswithmaria.com. We can have a quick session and I can spot your energetic patterns like that. One of my clients I talked to today, her energetic pattern is lack of intimacy and not being able to complete things. So she goes in her life starting things but never completing anything. And that is connected to a lack of intimacy, lack of trust, you know, there's a lack of being able to be intimate with something or someone, right? So let's say your goal is to like accomplish a project. You know, there's going to be like roller coaster ride that goes into a project. There's going to be like headaches. There's going to be wins. There's going to be like moments where you want to give up. And that moment when you want to give up is that moment where your soul needs to be reminded of its intimacy to the goal. How intimate are you with that goal? So you push through giving up. And that's where we realize, you know, her energetic pattern is that there is a lack of, there's a gap between knowing how to lean into being intimate, and not in sex, guys, intimate in a sense of like heart wide open, you know, this is my goal, this is, I'm going to do anything to accomplish this goal, and then I'm going to stay at it until this goal fruitions. There is that level of intimacy that I think any successful person creates with that their goal. And that could be in relationships. That could be relationships with your spouse. That could be relationships with your family and friends. That could be relationships with your children. How intimate are you willing to go when it becomes really difficult? And that's the commonality, I think, when people decide to keep going after their goal or if they decide to quit. It's that intimate, like, are you intimate enough with your goal, you know? And so why is this important? Well, it's important because I'm sure you're listening to my podcast because you love personal development, you love learning about yourself, you love understanding the why as to why things happen or why you do things or, you know, why you respond to life a certain way. I know I did, and I know I still do. But I have had a lot of growth, a lot of books I fucking read over and over and over and over again, and have taught my clients about all of this to know that in order for us to really get better at just life in general, we got to be really honest with the energetic pattern that we all have. Right? So I know mine. Mine is the abandonment thing, right? We just talked about a client of mine who has that lack of intimacy or an intimate issue where she doesn't allow herself to open up and has this tendency of not finishing things, right? Lack of commitment. And a quitter. Her energetic pattern is quitting when it gets hard. And I want to invite you guys to reflect on what is happening over there. Why is my daughter doing that? My goodness. Sorry. I am recording this episode while I am watching my kids jump around on a monkey bars. Anyway, so when you think about like your energetic pattern, everyone has it. What do you think yours is? Now, I can't give you a list of energetic patterns because there's probably a million. And then within that million, there's like rooted commonalities that are kind of like, they all kind of touch each other in a sense. So I can't really give you a list, but I want you to be open and honest with yourself. Like, are you the kind of person who has abandonment issues? Do you have trust issues? Do you have issues with being intimate with your goals? Are you a quitter? You know, are you someone who kind of are lackadaisical in life, doesn't take things seriously? Are you someone who just kind of is too planny or maybe not too planny? Maybe you're like a control freak and you want things a certain way. Maybe you're the kind of person who wants it your way or the highway. Maybe you're super demanding around the people around you. What's that about? That's an energetic pattern. That's a lack of trust, right? Trust that nobody can do it better than you, and you're the only person that can do it the way you want it, right? I want you guys to think about that. I want you to think about, you know, what does it look like? And what are your energetic patterns? A few more minutes, honey, and we're going to go. Okay. Okay. And being honest in this is going to help you understand when these energetic patterns arise and then how to, like, literally choose. Do I want to continue down the rabbit hole of this pattern, or do I want to choose something differently, right? And that is when you start changing the results in your life. So let's say, you know, let's say, for example, my client, we are, instead of just automatically saying yes to things and then like not following through on things because she says yes to things, now we're going to change this to actually taking a look at what you're saying yes to, you know, before saying yes to it. Like, understanding what it looks like, what does it mean, what do I really want to do this, or am I just saying this because I'm excited? You know, what are the benefits of me doing this thing? What are the expense of me doing this thing? What are the things that I will have to sacrifice if I decide to do this thing, and am I willing to do that? You know, what's the payoff if I commit to finishing this? What's the result? Is the result worth all the effort? Like, these kind of thought processes, people who get too excited, lack doing that. I had a client that was constantly excited over everything. Like, oh my God, I'm gonna write a book. Oh my God, I'm gonna do an infomercial. Oh my God, I'm gonna do this. Oh my God, I'm gonna do that. Oh my God, we're gonna do this podcast. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And not once did she do it, any of these things, because she got too excited and just said yes to all the things. And then when it came down to actually doing the thing, she became overwhelmed, you know? And I want you to think about that. Is that you? And if it is you, that's okay. Why is that okay? Because you're realizing there may be a different way to go about all of this. There's always a different way to go about all of this. There's always a different way, you know, to give someone constructive criticism. There's a different way to show up in life. There's always a different way. You can be a complete bitch. You can be loving. You can be neutral. You can be like a super, super high vibration or low vibration. Like, you can literally show up any way you want. You just have to choose it versus acting on autopilot. And that's what I want to eliminate here and want you guys to be more aware of, is that our energetic pattern is autopilot. If we don't know what our energetic pattern is, we're just going to allow it to constitute the results in our life, constitute the relationships we have, constitute the money we make, constitute the level of success we reach, and overall the level of fulfillment and meaning in our life if we just consistently go into autopilot. Okay? So anyway, I have to go pick up dinner, and these kids are just gonna sit here all day long, all night long, or still daytime, but if I don't tell them to come back and let's go. So guys, I'm checking out early, guys. That was a quick talk on energetic patterns. If you guys want to determine and want to know how to do your, determine what your energetic pattern is, you know, some people have multiple, some people have like three or four and aren't really sure how to move forward. Again, send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com, info@talkswithmaria.com. Send me a message, and you can just reference this episode, or you can just do, hey Maria, I want to talk about my energetic patterns. I'd love to hear more. Honey, are you okay? All right, I think she's okay. She didn't, okay. So send me an email if you want a quick session on what your energetic pattern is. And I will be glad to support you. This is something that's so divine and just divine work. So have an amazing day, guys. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.